Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph on Mesach Shabbos. We're holding in the very last line of Kuf Lamed Aleph and Beis. Safik v'androgynous. We said that if you have a safik of androgynous, you're not mechal Shabbos for their bris mila. So Tan Rabbanan, we have four drashas from the word Orlaso. Orlaso vade dochas Shabbos v'lo safik dochas Shabbos. Only in Orla vade is dochas Shabbos, not in Orla safik. Second drasha, Orlaso vade dochas Shabbos v'lo androgynous dochas Shabbos. You can't do a mila of an androgynous on Shabbos, but Rabbi Domer androgynous dochas Shabbos on Ashkaris. Rabbi Yudah disagrees and holds you can do a mila of an androgynous on Shabbos. Third, Orlaso vade dochas Shabbos v'lo nol ben ashmashos dochas Shabbos. Only when it's a vade, Orla is a dochas Shabbos, but not if the baby's born ben ashmashos on Friday night, then you do the bris on Sunday. And finally, Orlaso vade dochas Shabbos v'lo nol shumal dochas Shabbos. If the baby's born with the bris mila, you can't do the bris on Shabbos. Shabbeshami or mitzorach latif men adam bris, Beisalom men mitzorach that Beishamai holds, you do a tavas dam bris on a baby that's born with a mila, and Beisal holds, you never need to do a tavas dam bris on a baby that's born with a mila. So even Beishamai holds that you got to do it, is only because of a suffix or lakavusha, and you would not be allowed to do it on Shabbos. Some Rabbi Shimon says, "Lo nechlu beisham beisal al nolakshum mol shetzarich latif men adam bris meishar lakavusha hi." Now maybe everyone agrees that if the baby is born mahal, you got to do a tavas dam bris. Al man nechlu kal geshen is gayer kashum mol. The whole shaila is about someone who converts and he already has a bris. Rabbi Shimon or mitzarich latif men adam bris. We say lo men mitzarich latif men adam bris. Rabbi Shimon says you got to do a tavas dam bris, and beisal holds no, you don't. So Amar Mar, we said lo suffik dochas Shabbos. The first limud was that a suffik is not dochas Shabbos. Asuyemai. What case is that teaching me about? We already listed right after that three other cases of sfeikos that were much more specific. So asuyi hadarabon. It's coming to tell me about the following case. Ben shiva mechal lelavas Shabbos. After 7 months of pregnancy, a baby is born. You can be mechal Shabbos because that baby is ben kayama. Uben shmona ein mechal lelavas Shabbos. If a baby is born after 8 months of pregnancy, you cannot be mechal Shabbos for that baby. Suffik ben shiva suffik ben shmona. If it's suffik, whether it's 7 months or 8 months, ein mechal lelavas Shabbos, and you cannot be mechal Shabbos. Ben shmona hareu ke'even va'asul l'taltalom. If he's born after 8 months of pregnancy, he's like a stone, and you're not allowed to be metaltal him. Avol imo shocho menikasa mnei sakana. But the mother can bend over and nurse him because of the sakana involved if the milk builds up in her. Itma Rav Amar Lach Tanakama. Rav holds like the Tanakama who says that Beis Hillel says that you're not allowed, you don't have to be matif dam brisa and someone who's not allowed. Vishmol Amar Lach Reb Shimon Elazar, that everyone holds you are matif dam bris when someone is born mal. Rav Adi Bar Avi said lehu yinuka kishu mal. Rav Adi Bar Avi had a child that was born with a bris mila. Adi Atleisha Maholai, he went to 13 different mawals, Adi Shavya Kroshavcha, and none of them would do the Atavaz Dan Bris on Shabbos, so he tried it himself, and the baby became a Kroshavcha. Amar Tesi Lida Avri Adi Rav. He says, I deserve what I got, because I violated Rav. Rav says, you don't have to even do Atavaz Dan Bris on he who is no lad mahul. Amle Rav Nachman Vada Shmuel Lo Avri. You think he only violated Rav, and he didn't violate what Shmuel said? Even Shmuel, who says you do a tavas dam bris, only says to do it on a weekday. He never said to do it on a Shabbos. So who saw Rav Barava held that the reason that Nol and Mol needs a tavas dam bris is vaday or lakavusha. He is that it's definitely or lakavusha. The Idmar Rabba Amr Chayshin and Shemar lakavusha and Rav Yosef Amr vaday or lakavusha. It's machlok samurayim whether it's only concerned that maybe it's or lakavusha or it's vaday or lakavusha. So he's assuming like the shita that it's vaday or lakavusha. Amr Rav Yosef mina aminila. How do I know my shita that it's vadeh or lekavusha? The Tanya, Reb Elazar Kapar, Omer, Reb Elazar Kapar disagrees, and he says lo nachu b'sham b'sal shenol kshu mol shetarch latif men adam bris, that there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees that when a baby is born mol, you got to do a tavas dam bris. Al ma nechluku lechal levelas Shabbos. Can you be mechal Shabbos for it? B'sham yom mechal levelas Shabbos. B'sal amen mechal levelas Shabbos. B'sham says you are mechal Shabbos. B'sal says not. Lav mechal the Tanya kamasav for mechal levelas Shabbos. So don't you see from there that and the Kama holds that everyone holds your Mechal Shabbos for it. So you see that that it's a Vaday or Lekavusha. So it's more of a Dilma Tanakama. Divrei Kol Ein Mechal in Kamar. No, all you see is that if Rabbi Elazar Kapar says this is the Machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel, Tanakama holds it's not a Machlokas. But maybe the Tanakama is not a Machlokas means that everyone holds you would not be Mechal Shabbos. Im Kin Rabbi Elazar Kapar Taimid Beisham Yosel Hashminan. No, that wouldn't make sense because then Rabbi Elazar Kapar is only telling me a Kiddush with in Shitas Beis Shammai, but the Shita Beis Hillel is unchanged according to Blazer Kapar, so he's not really telling me anything la halacha. Says Marano, Dilma Hachi Karmel, Anachu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Bedavar Zeh. Maybe he's not coming to disagree with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he's coming to disagree with the original Brisa, where we said that there's Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, someone who's born Mahul, requires a Tavas Dan Bris at all. The Beis Hillel says even on a weekday, he does not require a Tavas Dan Bris, and Beis Shammai says he does. And that's where Rabbi Elazar Kapar is saying that there's no Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about that. Everyone would say you need some form of a Tavas Dan Bris. The only Machlokes is, do you do it on Shabbos? Rabbi Elazar Kapar is telling me something about Shitas Beis Hillel, that at the very least, one who's born with a Bris Mila does require a Tavas Dan Bris. And he's not only telling me about Shitas Beis Shammai. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up at Amar Rabbi Asi.